Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Friday. It's August 26th. It's 2016. And we are here to talk about you, your buckos, and all points in between. We'll talk elections, economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, corruptions, you name it, we'll cover it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we do. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you have a good weekend. Before we get going, some housekeeping. Number one, Fox News Channel Business Block, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time tomorrow. Don't miss it. You will see me on 10:30 to 11 o'clock on Cavuto on Business. Do I need to repeat that? Fox News Channel Business Block, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. You will see me on the 10:30 to 11 o'clock show. Cavuto on Business. Don't miss it. And let me stop you right there. Through the grapevine, I am hearing that Neil Cavuto will be back on TV within the next couple of weeks. We will let you know when. I do believe it's the week after Labor Day, and we are so thrilled, so happy. The man is an absolute inspiration. In case you don't know, Neil lives with multiple sclerosis. He's had cancer. Now we just had open heart surgery a few months ago, and he'll just come back, never whine, never complain, and do like two or three shows a day. Simple as that. So we are thrilled to hear this. I loved him before they even called me to be on Fox News many years ago. So glad of that. Also, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. It's very simple. Being nice is not that hard. Now, the only people I'm not nice to are the politicians. Why? We have to hold them accountable. You can read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff today. If you want to hear about what we're doing with our money, we'd like to hear what you're doing with your money. Press the money management button. If you want to get our notes, press subscribe and press the consultation button. If you're managing your money yourself or managing others, we'll be glad to guide you and help you out. That covers all the housekeeping, I think. Today on the show, you may not know this, but we never used to talk central banks on this show. That may be surprising to you. We have never discussed central banks. I think maybe once or twice a year on this show until 07. when the maniac, psychopathic, imbecilic Bernanke, and by the way, we're just commenting on his professional work, not him personally. He started in and has led to where we are right now. Well, something happened today, and I got to tell you, I even bore myself when I talk about it. But it is so important because you have people, imagine, that are able to control trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars and have their way with markets because of it. Just remember, you have a market with a finite amount of things trading. You have some entity create $20 trillion and buy into that entity. The entity goes up until the entity gets pissed off and starts shooting back middle fingers, which may or may not have been starting to happen. So we have to keep discussing it, and we really don't want to. So, short version. Janet Yellen was at Jackson Hole, Wyoming with the Federal Reserve conclave, and they had meetings and talked. This was not official, but she did a speech, and everybody was with bated breath. Oh, what is she going to say? What is she going to do? Is she going to hint to this, hint to that, hint to this, hint to that? And you know what we have said here? Something so logical. If you're just going to raise rates, frickin' raise rates. Stop telling us you may or may not, or we may need to see a data point. If the data points are already in and you should just frickin' raise them. In case you don't know, they stopped printing money in October of 14. In 22 months, they've only raised rates once, but they have told you about 150 times that they may raise rates. Who was that little kid? The boy who cried what? So there's all this, do I? Like it's the second coming if she takes a quarter a point hike from a quarter a point to a half point and just be at a half a point Fed funds rates. Still the lowest in history. And of course, to accommodate the fact that we stopped printing, she got all these other central banks printing. Japan and Europe, just those two, are printing $2.5 trillion a year and buying up markets. They're actually buying up markets. So she put out this speech, and I didn't read it, but all I kept hearing was, oh, she's a hawk. Oh, she's ready to raise rates. She actually said in the speech that conditions are such that we may just be able to. She didn't say she was going to. Do you know how many times she said she may just be able to raise rates in the last 22 months? Like 10! Yet people going all insane, this, that, and the other thing. And then I read the speech. God almighty, I read the speech and I didn't throw up. You know what she said in the speech? Well, if the economy doesn't, we can just go back to 0% interest rates and print more money. Now, they don't say the words print money. It's called asset purchases. But since they have no money to purchase anything, they don't have any money. They print it and buy. So she actually said that. To me, this is just more easy money. Any blip, any little thing that happens. We just had GDP, the update today, at 1.1%. So $20 trillion of printed money, 0% interest rates for eight years, negative rates, $15 trillion around the globe, countries buying up their markets, buying up their bond markets, buying up their equities, and we have 1.1% GDP. But they're telling us this quarter is going to be better. My goodness gracious. Anyway, you get my point. You get my point. I can't stand them. I want them abolished. I want them, I can't say the other word. Send them to Hawaii. Send them to Bali. Send them to Indonesia. Just send them to on the show The Survivor. Instead of 36 days they do Survivor, do it for 360 days and get them the hell out of the markets. Because you know what happened with the markets today? They were flat. And then all of a sudden the speech came out and the markets ramped like crazy. Excuse me, I take it back. They started dropping really big and then they ramped like crazy and they crashed back down and then rallied back up and then they got smacked again and they tried to rally and then they finished, well, down, except for a few areas, all in one day. And they say there's no bubbles. They say they got a control. You need to know something, ladies and gentlemen. They have control of nothing. Nothing. All they have ever done is print money when markets get in trouble. Markets rally. Markets get in trouble. They print even more than the last time. That's all that's happened. And what's going to end up happening, listen carefully. I don't know when. I don't know what point. I don't know what price. It could be $25,000. Could be $50,000 for all I know. Or it could be tomorrow. There's going to be a time where the Fed says the magic words. We need to more accommodation. And we are going to start printing $50 billion a month and do asset purchases. And the market's going to drop 1,000 points. And then what are they going to do? And if we ever get to that point, you better be hauling ass out of the market, ladies and gentlemen. Hauling arse out of the market, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. But you get my point. This is serious stuff. And it's just becoming so nonsensical and so ridiculous that we can't have price discovery and free markets anymore. It is a farce. And I watched a couple of Fed heads on TV. I swear to you, and I try to say this as nice as possible, they have no clue how things work, yet they are in position to make the decisions on trillions. It's obscene. So up next, the outcome of today, things we are seeing, some of the things we've been telling you avoid worsening, and much more today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, the most important part of the day, and I don't know how it slipped me. My goodness gracious, John Anderson, Trevor Rabin, Rick Wakeman, going to be playing, yes, at the Hard Rock in Orlando, I believe, on October 4th, Tuesday. They got together, they're calling themselves ARW, obviously, for the last names, and they're going to be playing Yes. Oh, my God. I am so thrilled, and I don't know, Steve Howe, you're insane not joining them. Steve Howe's playing a fake Yes band. Anyway, that made the day. And they're going to be playing a bunch of different dates, and I'm sure when I get up to New York, I'll see them three or four nights in a row because I don't think they're long for the world as far as playing. Anyway, just had to start with that. Next, I just had to mention something else before we get into the market wrap. Some yutz from Citigroup had the grapefruits to come out today and say if Donald Trump was elected president, that he would cause a financial crisis. How's that for irony? Citigroup, who, by the way, their stock is still at $5. They did a 1-for-10 split. Who was one of the main causes of the 08 financial crisis. The grapefruits to go out and say anybody else is going to cause a financial crisis, that's number one. That's number one. But number two, $20 trillion of debt, massive yearly deficits, Obamacare premiums and deductibles skyrocketing, Social Security going broke by the day, more leverage in the system now and more debt in the system than ever before, enabled by an out-of-control, psychopathic central bank, yet somebody who's never done anything in government is going to cause a crisis? Where's this dude whining and complaining about who's been running government for the last 10 to 20 years? Ass clowns. And by the way, I'm no Trump fan. He's all over the map. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or I'll do this, blah, 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 blah. But man, there are a bunch of psychos out there making psycho statements. And then they went on to say that Hillary Clinton is going to create all kinds of jobs. Yeah, she's going to take $2 trillion out of the economy and put it in her coffers to spend it the way she wants to, and yeah, that's going to do the job. Because Washington's so good. And they're there for you. Blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you, the left, man, I thought the right was insane, but the left, they get the championship belt on insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Case closed. Anyway, just letting you know what Citigroup said today, I just thought it was funny. And I got to talk about it today right after the market closed on TV, and I had a blast. The nerve. The gall. What can I tell you? We're all racists anyhow, right? That's what they say, that we're all racists. My favorite thing is they're accusing Trump of being the part of the KKK. Nobody's mentioning that Robert Byrd was a Democrat leader and senator for like 50 years, KKK. Oh, but that we don't remember that. That didn't happen, right? Don't you just love how things are reported? That all said, now we got lots to discuss on movement and money. Let us do today's market wrap, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas. With the man, you're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. By the way, late breaking news, Hillary Clinton is hinting the foundation is going to wind down. Yeah, why not? Collect a few hundred billion. Be worth $150 million. Screw it. I'm out of here. Anyway. On the close, Dow was down 53, S&P down 3, NASDAQ 6, NASDAQ 100 up 8, SOX up 3, Russell 2000 down 2, transports down 44, advanced declines 12 to 18 on the New York, a little worse on the NASDAQ, not so bad. New highs, kind of like the same of yesterday, but here's the story. Let me see if I can get this about right for you to give you an idea how crazy it was today. So the Dow today, let's see, when it opened, yesterday's close was 18,450. It was up 122 points early. Okay? When the Fed first started talking, it dropped about 18,520, about 70 points. And then it rallied up to the high from 18,450, about 128 points. And then at about 11:35, dropped about 200 points in about 20 minutes, settled down, kind of rallied, hit a low at 18,335 today, and then closed at 18,395. So it was actually down 113 points at around 2:30, rallied back some to finish where it was. Now, I'd like to tell you we are geniuses and we can tell you what's going to happen today. No, you can't. Because not only did Janet Yellen do her speech, but some other yutz from the Fed head talked, another one talked, I forgot all their names, but they're all saying a bunch of weird things that you really couldn't understand. You might as well be listening to Klingon, cock, pock, tock, yock, and all that stuff, because they don't say anything. Bottom line is, they're data dependent, and we'll decide as data come in. But they're telling you how great things are right now, so why don't you just raise rates now? That's been my point for 22 months. In 22 months, they've been raising rates. They did it once. And they covered themselves when they did it. Because they had Japan and Europe go nuts to the upside on amount of printing of money to cover us. Now, I can talk to you about currencies today. I don't want to. I want to talk about outcome, leadership, things topping, things to stay away from, all that stuff. That's up next on This the One and Only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
biztalkradio.com. Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Ooh, I can't wait to go see. I'm going to call them Yes. But I do know they look very old, but I'll have to bypass. What can I tell you? All right, so let's get into it. First off, our themes right now. Our themes. Number one, we believe gold and silver are now in pretty damn good correction mode, and we would avoid any new purchase of them. We've been telling you that now for a good 3 or 4 weeks. It has been worsening on a daily basis. Now, they try to bounce them up today because there's all kinds of things going on today with currencies and central banks and this, that, and the other thing. And I could sit there and say what the market decided to believe, but I'm going to just leave that alone. We're just letting you know they are under pressure. They look lower over time. We will let you know when that changes. And very simply, remember we told you gold stocks were leading the metal up. Right now, gold stocks are leading the metal down. In other words, gold stocks are heading much more down than the actual metal is. So for right now, that's not good news. So we start with that. That is a theme we've had for a couple of good 2-3 weeks now, if not more. And that has not changed, and we will stick with it. Next, we have been telling you recently the same about utilities. I believe we started telling you that about the third week in July, that we thought utilities were topped for now, and we'd avoid new commitments in the utility sector. That's it. That's all we've said. Well, subsequent utilities have broken the 50-day. They try to take a stand about a week ago when we told you we thought maybe a low has been put in for now, but do not think we're not turning a bull on them. They rolled them badly today, and they look lower. So our theme on utilities stays the same. Next, we have been telling you the real estate stocks, that they looked like they were in a topping out process. Just remember, we use the term topping out process. We're not telling you they're dropping 50%. Remember, in 2000 and mid-2014, we told you we thought the commodities were going to be in a topping process. And we're in a topping process, and then they topped. We had no clue they're going to be 50 to 80% drop in a lot of commodity names. We just knew they had topped, and they were rolling over, and we just kept telling you, stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away. So we don't know how long this lasts. It may just be a short term, maybe an intermediate term, maybe a longer term for all we know. We're just letting you know we believe real estate stocks, they're the real estate investment trusts and like. And let me just tell you what happened the last few days. Broke below the 50-day, has been wedging along it, and now broke pretty badly today. So we would just, and we're not telling you to sell. You get to decide that. We tell you to review, because you never know. When we said tops in the commodities, we said the exact same things. We're not telling you to sell, but letting you know once you break the 50-day, they got to be under review, and you guys decide. And it just turned out to be a monstrous drop. So that would be the real estate stocks. Just recently, we have been telling you about the commodities and steel and all those stuff, that they were under pressure, and they look like they've topped for now. We're going to keep with that thought process. Simple as that. That would be your metals and mining. And if you go look at an FCX, Freeport-McMoRan, looks like a pretty darn good top. If you look at U.S. Steel, looks like a pretty darn good top, but it did not help that they did a secondary at the time. If you look at Nucor, looks like a pretty darn good top. So the whole commodity space, notwithstanding a couple names that are stronger, and steel. If you look at, that's enough of that. Okay? Next, We have been bearish on airlines for quite a while. We never turned bullish. We remain bearish on airlines right now. Notice we're getting rid of what we don't want you to touch. And when you have a chance and you want to look at charts of Southwest and JetBlue, and just really any of them, the market does not like the airlines right now. And the interesting part about it is they're all getting like near new yearly lows, while oil prices, even though they've bumped up a little bit recently, have stayed low. So again, sometimes you don't have a great feel. What is the market thinking? What the heck's going on with these airlines? Maybe it's the, you know, I read the other day that Paris, there's so many less people at the Louvre, like a million less people during tourist season. Maybe it's some of that. I don't know. Maybe too much capacity, the airlines, and now they have too many empty seats. We'll see. All I know is airlines are in a bear market. Now, here's a new one. And we're just going to say this is a heads up. Okay? Recently, there has been better action in, you know, your emerging type markets. And of course, it has to do with the fact that in the last few months, these emerging market areas have gotten tailwinds from massive amounts of printing of money and negative rates, and that's in the short run. I'm just going to say there's a chance, notice my wording here, that they're trying to top here too. Okay? Not saying they're topped. There is a chance that they're trying to top here. And I say that because the last couple weeks they stalled, and today they got hit. So we'll see. I need some more cards coming out of the deck before I really jump on that. But if you look at the way Japan traded here, if you look at how Germany traded here, if you look how the emerging markets index traded here, again, we're not sure. We're just letting you know we'd have our eyes open for that at this point in time. That's all. That's all we're saying. Next, I think we started mentioning this 3 or 4 days ago, the defense stocks. And we always usually say everybody likes a good war, but Lockheed Martin kind of sort of broke here at this point in time. Northrop Grumman did the same. Now, this is just short-term in nature, so I'm not sure yet, but we're just letting you know the defense stocks are also under pressure here, and we're not sure what it means. Next, and we've talked about this for the last few weeks. We felt that the consumer staple, many of the names, look to be in some trouble here. And we talked about how they were rising. We were perplexed why they kept going up, considering the fact some of them have down sales and down earnings. And maybe it's the fact that it was the dividend play. Who knows? We're just letting you know some of these areas just look like they're probably topped here. The tobacco stocks, some of the food names look to be topped here. So just be on the lookout. I will tell you, like, a Procter & Gamble still acts great in here, right near the highs. I don't think until that tops out do you really start worrying about the consumer staples. But we're just letting you know, have your eye out on that one too. If you look at the XLP, you'll see what we're seeing, what happened today. And that's food, drug, beverage, tobacco, household products, alcohol. Not necessarily alcohol. Anyway, so we're just letting you know, notice there are areas, a few more areas now, that have the characteristics of, and we don't want to see more. Now, of course, the ones we're going to watch very closely, the semiconductors, which hit a new yearly high today before backing off. Financials, better action in the last few days. Bank America moved above a little resistance. Unfortunately, others did not. They're just sitting tight. We're going to hope they don't get them. Lastly, we've already told you about the healthcare stocks off of what happened this week with the EpiPen. We do believe the cause and effect there, and they were smacking some things to smithereens, and we just be careful. So the biotechs are wild swinging in here. Very tough to game those right now. We told you the strongest name, Amgen, out of all the group, but just be wary about the healthcare right now, too. Interesting, I'm mentioning a bunch of names, aren't I? Up next, we'll figure out what else we have in the bag. And then we're gone. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this... Find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators' Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I was just watching, the whole past couple of days has been Donald Trump is now part of the Ku Klux Klan and the most racist man in America. it's funny about the left. What's the answer? You're a racist. And the amazing part about this whole thing, the left has never done a frickin' thing for inner cities, minorities, nothing. They've talked a good game, they've thrown money at it, and they've done nothing to change the trajectory of these places. All they do is pander for votes. And I got to tell you, I can't argue with them. It's worked great. It's worked great. And unfortunately, Donald Trump does not know how to answer this stupidity. I do. But anyway, I find it just so amazing. I was just watching a four-pack of people on the Clinton News Network discussing it. And nobody brings up that the KKK gave $20,000 to Hillary Clinton, that she was best friends with Robert Byrd, was in the Ku Klux Klan. Nobody mentions any of that. Because the big thing right now is Donald Trump has people in the KKK that will vote for him. Like, you can stop that. But they still go with the mantra. It is amazing what the media can do and does. We'll be talking about that on Fox News tomorrow at 10:30 to 11. Don't miss it. I will be on it, and I will not be pulling any punches, ladies and gentlemen. Few other notes. We're now in end of month. You know what that means. It's called window dressing. But, of course, window dressing in the market is illegal, so it really does not happen. But anyway, just in case it does happen, typically it means you have a bias to the better in the market. And, of course, we're heading into Labor Day next week, where I'm getting all kinds of people telling me September's going to be really, really bad. Well, we'll let the market decide that. On top of that, we're pretty much through earnings season right now. And I just do want to mention, we told you about some stocks that gapped up on earnings. Amazon, but has done nothing. Amazon's setting up to probably make another move higher. Facebook may be doing the same. If that happens, that'll help the NASDAQ next week. Well, not next week, but going forward, we'll see. The semiconductors remain really strong. And, of course, what to be wary of, I really do believe a lot of it has to do with the buyout a week. Every week, it seems there's another buyout in semiconductor land. So that's that. Financials, good day today. That can't hurt. But again, on the other end of the spectrum, we're now able to tell you more and more areas are toppy, topping, or plain old topped. And you know what we say about markets? That it's a lot of sectors. And if too many sectors go by the wayside, eventually the major indices follow. We are not saying that's happening here. We're just letting you know that there's been this little process in the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks of some of these areas. Now, ahead, I believe we have the fake jobs number next Friday. I believe in 3 weeks will be another Fed meeting. Let me give you a clue. They are not freaking raising rates, regardless of their teasing and cajoling and whatever they're trying to do. Not going to happen. They will not give it a chance that the markets swoon into the election. That would be for starters. And again, fundamentally, it means squat. It's all about markets. These petunia heads at central banks, they keep talking economy, but all they are watching are markets. Because if markets go down, the curtains come down. Remember what we have said. Every asset price, every data point, every economic statistics are off of the most over-the-top, Goliath, monumental, mammoth, gargantuan, Hulk-like, easy monetary policy in the history of time. Never in our wildest imaginations would we be 0% for 7 years and then print worldwide $20 trillion and counting $3 trillion a year. And now, negative freaking rates. What the heck is that? And that's what the world is working off of. They can never, ever go back. They can never put the crap back in the goose. They can never, ever go back to just so you know, from 1965 to 2000, normal Fed's funds was 7%. We're now zero. Just remember all this. It is important to know where things came from and where things have been and to where things are and where things may end up going. We are of the thought process that eventually markets will shoot that middle finger back at central banks and go on their own, and they can print several $100 trillion. Markets still will not care. Because negative rates make no sense, 0% make no sense, especially when debt and leverage is skyrocketing at the same time. Stay tuned. You have a great weekend. Drive carefully. I'll be playing Yes all weekend. And when you get home, do like I do, simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.